Well,
fantastic to see you here. Fantastic you're at home, but not quite home, but in Tamworth. But it's been an unbelievable 18 months for you. Premiership in the Collin Card last year, of course, defeating Eastwood. Of course, helping yourself to a big season in first grade there with Sydney University. First Mark Shield dominating the competition, then finishing off with the Intrust Super Shoot Shield. And in the middle of the year, heading over to Japan to have a bit of fun, to playing for the New South Wales Waratahs. And finishing off, of course, with the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles. What a year.
Yeah, no, it's been a good year. I suppose the start of the year, wasn't really thinking too far ahead. I was just thinking about making first grade. So to get that under the belt and obviously play some good footy. No, it's been a good year.
Slumming it over there in Balmain at $300 a week as well. That must be bloody hard to do too. But you've just got to still stick up the dream, haven't you? Because you could have pulled up stumps, been happy, you know, with getting a second grade premiership last year and come home and play with the Santos Narrabri Blue Bulls. But you've stuck at it, and what a rich season for you.
Yeah, no, it's good. Doesn't matter where I'm playing my footy, as long as I'm enjoying it. And it's good to get a couple of opportunities, like get to travel around Australia and overseas as well, so it's been good.
How did you find the experience of Sydney University? You guys basically run it from start to finish. You absolutely destroyed the Rats in the grand final and just backed it up. You know, a couple of years ago you were beaten by Norths, but it's just been a complete performance by the club. You've lost Davo, who was one of the great icons of the club.
Yeah.
But that would have been a bit of soreness within some sections of the club, but the coach has come in and done a great job.
Yeah, well, Rob obviously had a whole new bunch of young blokes, and start of the year he's told us, like, just back yourself, and that's what we did. Like, played some good rugby, just get to get the ball to space and just play how we wanted to play, and that seemed to tear some teams apart, which was good.
Yeah, we'll see. Being part of the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles, you've got a few Central North boys, but you had to carry some of those Pirates guys as well, which is a bit irritating, but it must be great to see that Matty Swalger and the crew there have done a great job. Big Dunk, of course, coaching there in first grade.
Yep.
They're still pretty competitive in the tournament there in the Santos Central North Premiership.
Whenever I can, I'll get home and watch those boys, and hopefully I'll be able to, you know, pull on that blue jersey later on.
So what are you doing at university? Are you doing a little bit of study, and how are we going about it?
Yeah, doing agribusiness at the moment, but I think it's a three-year course. It's getting dragged out to about six with this footy commitments, but it's been good. Hopefully get that under my belt before I can come home.
Well, it's been an unbelievable season. Waratah representation before I do shoot through. How did you enjoy being part of the Waratahs? You got absolutely zack for doing it, but you got to keep the jumper and you got the cap with the tassel on it.
Yeah,
so how did you enjoy the whole experience? And it's given you an opportunity now to open yourself to another world where you may be able to play pro rugby overseas. And also the thought of Adam Ashley Cooper coming back to the Waratahs, is a bit of a kick in the guts, or you just take it in your stride and, you know, polish off your degree and have another big season with Sydney Uni, and that sort of will sort itself out?
Yeah, I think just taking in my stride and whatever opportunities come my way, just got to keep playing good footy for uni. And if that opportunity arises later on, you've got to take it with two hands. So.